Well, welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this past week, we kicked off our new teaching series called Joyride, where we're journeying through the book of Philippians together as a church over the next few weeks. And we actually started our series by looking at Acts chapter 16, where the church in Philippi began. And here we read about how Paul began his second missionary journey. He set out with a couple guys that he was mentoring as pastors and church planters, and he had a plan in mind for how this journey was going to go, but God had very different plans in mind. And one of the key takeaways that we looked at our Westerville campus is the idea that a closed door is often God redirecting us to an open door. And I want you to think about how many closed doors Paul faced on his mission journey. God closed the door to him going into Asia and sharing the gospel there. God closed the door to them finding a synagogue in the city of Philippi where Paul would have typically done his ministry. God closed the door to them doing ministry in the city by having them arrested. But every time God closed a door, he was redirecting them to an open door. You see, instead of going into Asia, God was redirecting them to the city of Philippi. Instead of finding a synagogue, God redirected them to a lady named Lydia, who became a key partner in doing ministry. Instead of doing ministry in the city, God redirected them to a prison cell where they led a jailer to Christ. And God was at work the entire time, even when it seemed like they were hitting dead end after dead end. And I want you to think about Paul's attitude and Paul's response throughout this process. Rather than growing frustrated and discouraged and feeling defeated and questioning God, he saw these obstacles that he was facing as opportunities to do ministry. And he trusted that the Lord was at work in all of it. And he took full advantage of the open doors that God had placed before him. But here's why I wonder. Now, how do you respond to closed doors in your life? Like when you face a closed door in your career, in a relationship, in your future plans, do you grow frustrated and discouraged and question God and give up? Or do you trust that the Lord is at work in all of it? And what seems to be maybe a closed door in the moment may actually be God redirecting you to an open door. I love what Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9 says. It says, "In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." You know, I am the ultimate planner. I've had a 3-year, 5-year, and 10-year plan since I was 13. I map out my week and how I'm going to spend all my time. Like, I'm as type A as it gets. But following Jesus has taught me to be open-handed with my plans. Because ultimately, I'm not the one who's in charge. God is. And although I make my plans and although I have ideas for how my life should go, God is the one who establishes my steps. And I've had to learn to trust that if God closes a door in my life, even if it's a door that I've planned on walking through for a long time, I have to learn to trust that God is in control and that he is guiding and directing my steps. And maybe today you're facing a closed door in your life, whether it's in your career, your plans, a relationship, and you're frustrated, you're discouraged, you don't know what's next. Listen, God is not caught off guard. He is not surprised by your situation. He is in complete control and he has established your steps. And I believe that he's asking you to trust him and to believe that he is redirecting you to an open door. So I'm going to take a moment now just to pray for us, for myself, for you, that God would strengthen our faith and our trust, especially during those seasons where we're just not sure what's next. So Father, we thank you that you are in control. And although we make our plans and we have our ideas about how life should go, you are ultimately the one who guides and directs and establishes our steps. And God, nothing in our life catches you by surprise. You're in complete control of all of it. And Lord, when we face closed doors in our life, when we run into a dead end, Lord, I pray that rather than growing frustrated and discouraged and defeated, Lord, that we would trust you, that we would believe that you are working all things together for our good and your glory. Father, we trust you. We know you're a good father. We know you have good plans for us, and help us to walk in faith and obedience as you guide and direct our steps. So, Father, we love you, and it's in the name of your Son, Jesus, that we pray. Amen.